We are up to the halachas of Dinei Meis B'Shabbos, Ushar Tiltul Menatzad, the laws of a mace, and other halachas relating to, as we have discussed a little bit, Tiltul Menatzad, moving muksa with indirect movement, as an introduction to Sif Aleph and Beis, which we're going to be doing today. Generally speaking, a human corpse is a muksa machmas gufo, inherent muksa, and as such, its movement is essentially forbidden for any purpose. Nonetheless, certain special leniencies apply. Shulchan Aruch here presents two dispensations instituted by Chazal, allowing one to move a corpse, a mace. The first leniency concerns a mace, a corpse, threatened by a nearby fire. Since people tend to panic and get panicky with regards to their deceased, someone who died, Chazal were concerned that one might come to extinguish the fire to protect the mace, violating the malacha of mechabe, extinguishing. They therefore allowed one to violate the less severe iser of muksa and to move the mace out of harm's way. Now, according to most Rishonim, extinguishing the fire to protect the mace actually would not violate a deoraisa malacha, since it's malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, a malacha performed for an extrinsic purpose. Nonetheless, as a Rabbanan, there is malacha. It is more severe a derabbanan malacha, because it's derabbanan malacha of kibui, of malacha shayat tzricha legufa. Even so, this malacha derabbanan, this malacha shayat tzricha legufa, which is pater avalasa, which is malacha derabbanan, is more chamor than the iser of moving muksa, which is an entirely rabbinic iser. Anyway, the bottom line is, the first leniency is based on the less chamor status of muksa, less chamor iser of muksa versus kibui, versus extinguishing. Shulchan Aruch is going to delineate the manner in which the mace can be moved, this muksa. The second broader leniency relates to moving a corpse together with a loaf or a child, together with what's called a kikar or a tinok, a loaf or a child, meaning that a non-muksa item, together with the mace, allowed one to go ahead and move this corpse. Although moving muksa together with a permitted item, once again, is generally usur, it is still less severe than moving muksa alone. Chazal therefore permitted this when it is necessary to avoid degradation of the deceased. Als kavod hames, or in this case, bizayon, degradation, bizayon hames, they permitted this type of moving of muksa, which is less chamor, less severe. This dispensation is unique to the case of a mace, and no other muksa item may be moved together with a permitted item. In addition to muksa, there is another issue to consider. Can one move a corpse, can one move a mace to a domain to which the transfer of objects from a private domain is only aser midrabanan, namely into a karmelis? So in Sif 2, the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss permitting moving a decaying corpse to a karmelis, which would be an iser hotza'a midrabanan, an iser of carrying out midrabanan, and the heter would be based on people are suffering from its stench, from its smell. So now we begin. Meis shemutal b'makom sheyorei alav mipnei adleika. Concerning a corpse which is situated in a place where he is concerned for it being something happening to it due to a fire, im yesh kikar otina, if there is a loaf of bread or a child available, mitaltalo al yedeyem, one may move the corpse, the mace, along with one of them, the im eimo kikar otinok, and if one does not have a loaf or a child, im yeshlo shtei mitos, if there are two beds, mitaltalo al yedei sheyavchena mimita lemita. If there are two beds, he can move the corpse, the mace, by rolling it from one bed to the other, which is tiltal min hatsad. And he continues, so that's option two. Then ein lo, lo zeh, mitaltal lo tiltal gamur. And if he has neither of these options, he can move the body, the mace, in the normal manner. Mitaltal lo tiltal gamur. So now let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this Sif Katan Aleph. Kikar o tinok. V'hu adin shachef et shemut l'taltal. The same would apply to any other object which one is permitted to move, lav dafka, a kikar, or a tinok. Batam shetzvichu l'kolzeh, the reason why Chazal required all this, the lo hitiru, and they do not allow straight up, since in the end, if they have no other option, they allow you to move the mace straight up. So why they demand all these first steps, and they didn't just allow you to be metaltal it straight up, carry the mace straight up, k'moshe mesayim l'vesof, like he says at the end, because any way you can do it when it's more mutter, where it's less of an iser, they allowed it only in that way. They did not want you to already go for the full blown tiltal muktzah if you could do it with a lesser iser muktzah involved. If katan buys al yadehem, the hayu shabaniach alav o etzlo umetaltalo imo. The lo minkar kolkach tiltul hamuksa af shegam hamesu muksa mipnei shemetaltalo shnehem keechad. So he says you can move the course along with one of these, the bread or the tinok, meaning he places it on or next to the corpse and moves it together with the mutter item, and is therefore less noticeable that he is moving the muksa, although the corpse, the mace, is also muksa, since he's moving both of them together. M'nei shemetaltel shneim ke'echad. The lo hitiru al yedei eitza zu. The kikar otinok ela lemeis bilvad. But as we said in the introduction, they only permitted this method of moving muktzah together with a loaf or a child for a mace. Why? Why dafka for a mace? Because of, as we said, the iser and the need to avoid bizayon, degradation of the mace. Kavod Abrius is very serious. Avalo b'shar dvar muksa be'eben ke'eben v'chayetze bazeh u'kamosha kasov v'kaman b'sifei. But this heter is not for other types of muksa, such as a stone or any similar item, as we'll see coming up later on in Sif Hei. Now you should know that there are some poskim that hold that this dispensation might apply to Kali Shemalakta L'Isser, but definitely not to regular Muktzah. We move on. That was back on Shin Ches Sif Hei. We now move on to Sif Katan Gimel. He says, if you don't have option one, where you put a kikar or tinok there, then you go for option two, which is this approach of rolling the mace from one bed to the other bed. And it is a tiltal min hatsad. So we're up to Sif Katan Gimel. Now, before we start the Mishnah Brura, so literally tiltal min hatsad, Minatzad means like moving from the side, and it refers to the indirect movement of muksa via some type of permitted item. Now, while one may perform tiltul minatzad for the sake of the permitted item, it is generally also when done for the sake of the muksa item. Nevertheless, here, okay, in the present case, Chazal permitted tiltul minatzad for the sake of protecting the muksa mace, out of concern that one might otherwise, as we said, come to extinguish the fire. So now let's see the Mishnah Brura. And he goes on. Sif Katan Gimel. The Yafa got the total minatzad gam kein shmei total kishu metaltal al tzarach dvar hamukta. Even though total minatzad is also considered moving and is thus forbidden when done for the sake of the mukta object, kemoshi is bar sifches mikomakom b'deleika hitiru. As we just said in our intro to the sifkatan, nonetheless, in the case of a fire, Chazal permitted it because why? Mitam to adam bol al meso. The person is anxious regarding his mace, and if you don't permit moving the mace, he may come to extinguish the fire. Now, and with respect to moving the bed after the body has been removed from it, right? The issue of moving the bed after the body has been removed is going to depend on the following. It's going to depend on Rima Yachai Ben Hashmashos. If the mace was still alive Ben Hashmashos, and the Kulei Alam Mutal Taltal Achaka Chamita, then according to everyone, the bed can be moved afterwards. Why? The Lo Nasis Basis Lemeku. It didn't become a basis to the mace. Came in the lowest Katsai Ben Hashmashos, because it wasn't Muksa, the basis Ben Hashmashos. Ach, in mace Be'er Shabbos, if the mace died in Erev Shabbos. So Harosh Oser, the Hamaor, and the Balamor is Matirin. According to the Rush, since the bed served as a basis to the Mukta during Ben Hashmashos, it's considered Mukta for the entire Shabbos. Even if the corpse, the mace, was later removed. The Balamor, he holds that the bed is not considered a basis because it doesn't benefit the body that rests upon it. It would be better for the body to be on the cool floor, which would delay it from decomposing. An item, according to the Balamor, is only considered a basis if it serves the item upon it. We discussed this a little bit previously. We have this machlok as the Rosh of the Balamor. However, even the Balamor would agree that if he initially intended that the body should remain on the bed the entire Shabbos, and he subsequently removed it, everyone agrees that the bed becomes a buses, and one may not move it. Mr. Brura obviously understands that if one intends to leave the corpse on the bed, it is muksa even according to the Balamor. This is not so simple. Not so simple. He ain't the Prima Gadim, who disagrees. But there are, right, there are those that did not necessarily agree with this conclusion of the Mishnah Brura, which is based on the Tosefes Shabbos. We continue now. So as we see here, just the first two approaches. The first two approaches is to take the mace out with a mutter item. Can't do that. Then you do tiltul min atzad. Now there's obviously the rolling from bed to bed is not just you pushing the mace. It's obviously, you know, via moving the bed, you can move the mace from one bed to the other. Otherwise, if you're moving the mace with your hand, then that's totally moving the mace. But finally, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch had said that if you don't have either approach available to you, you have to metaltalo tiltal gamur. The Shulchan Aruch now continues. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. B'chol zeh b'oso rishus. All of this is talking about within the same rishus hayachin. However, concerning a mace hamutol. Oh, you know, now before we go to a mace hamutol b'chama. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'chol zeh b'oso rishus. This is all within the same rishus we're talking, not from one rishus to another. Mishnah Berurah sifkat and dalid b'oso rishus. Mashma mizeh dil rishus acher aser lohtzi b'chol gami. It's mashma from here that from a removing the body to another rishus is forbidden, is usher in all cases. That's what it sounds like. However, aval habe achronim eskimu da'afilu rishus achera shelo ervu imzeh o lekarmelis. Many achronim agree that it is permitted to move the mace even to a different rishus, even if it the ones who live there did not establish an Eruv, Shalo Eruv Mzeh, O Lekarmelis, or moving it to a Karmelis. In other words, he could move it from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid within the same building or Chatzer, even though Midrabanan is Aser, because there was no Erev Chatzeros, or moving it to another Karmelis. This, according to these Achronim, these many Achronim, it would be Shari Lahotzi, you'd be able to even do this Issa Derabanan of Hotza, maybe Zayin HaMeis, because of, once again, the degradation of the Meis. Ule'inyin in Tzarech Lezeh, Kikar v'tinok, and regarding whether or not you would also require a kikar and a tinok to avoid the iser derabanan, according to these achronim, tali b'shteyos hamavor b'sif beis. That's going to depend on the two opinions that we're going to see in sif beis coming up. V'yesh me'achronim shekasvu degam das hamechaber who came, and there are achronim that say the mechaber. Even though he says v'chol zeh ba'oso rishus, the mechaber himself holds this way. U'mashakasav ba'oso rishus, and that which the Shulchan Aruch says v'chol zeh ba'oso rishus, rotzo lomar, this means to say the mashakasavnu milsa de psicha t'tzarech hachadchila kikar rotinak hudavka ba'oso rishus. What they say is that the Shulchan Aruch, his intent in writing this v'chol zeh ba'oso rishus is to say what he wrote earlier, like a clear-cut point, that the chachilo, one must carry a loaf or child together with the body, and that only refers to moving the body within the same rishus. That's what he was referring to. In other words, when he says v'chol zeh v'oso rishus, that's when he says there is this halacha that you need to use a kikar or a tinok. Aval keshemotzi l'rishus acher. However, if you're moving the mace to a different rishus, to go shadleika hu b'chol achatzer, like the dleika, the fire is in the whole courtyard, v'huchrach lo tzio misham, he has to take it out, az lav milsa de psiku. In such a case, it's not clear cut. The yesh omrim, because there are those that say, the adarabba, the tov lo tzio, v'lo kikar v'tinog, because there are those that say that it's better to be motzi the mace without a kikar and tinok. Once again, could they lema'et to minimize the iser hotzah, like we're going to see coming up in sif beis. Now the question is, what's he referring to when he keeps referring to sif beis? If there's a heter in sif beis, or there's a machlokas in sif beis, whether you're allowed to go ahead and move a mace into a karmelis or from one Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad without an Erev Chatzeros, and the only Shaila is whether or not you also need to put a, you know, need to take it out with a Kikar or a Tinok. So why is there even an issue over here? So the issue is that we're going to see in Sif Beis, the issue is with respect to the mace that is starting to smell. It's starting to deteriorate. It's starting to rot and smell. So, according to these who understand the Shulchan Aruch to say v'chol zeh ba'osa rishus, not allowing at all any taking the body out, that's only because there's a fire. Says that's only going to allow the mukta iser to be lessened or removed, but the iser of hotzah midrabanan is not going to be removed, because there it's an issue of kavod hames bizayon hames, where the mace will be burnt. Mashen ken, when the issue is the mace starting to deteriorate and the stench, so there they allowed it because of kavod hachayim. It's the kavod of the living. They didn't waive, according to this opinion, the iser for the sake of the kavod hames alone. This is Magen Avram and the Grav. But again, the Mishnah Brura quotes here many achronim that say the same shaila that we're going to see coming up in Sif Beis for the kavod hachayim when the mace starts smelling and allowing one to move the mace out also applies to hotzah in a fire as the kavod ha-mace. We move on. Sif. Before we get to Sif, hey, we got to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Mace hamutal b'chama. A mace whose corpse is lying in the sun. Metaltalo mechama letzel b'os or reshus al yedei kikarotinak. One can move it from the sun to the shade within the same reshus, once again, along with a loaf or a child. So we see here that, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey. Maybe Shadayin lo is Sriach. We're talking here where we're not discussing now where the body is starting to already rot and smell. You're concerned that maybe the body will start to smell. That's why the mechaber is machmir. The dafka ba'oso rishus mutalotzi. That's why only within the rishus itself he'd be allowed to go ahead and move the body. The azel atame bereish sif beis, and he goes with his approach that he's going to have in the beginning of sif beis, where the Shulchan Aruch only permits moving a corpse to a carmelis if it has already began to putrefy. However, the Ramah avaladas haRamah b'hagasham, but the Ramah there in sif beis, the Hevi Das Rashi, the Tor, who brings the opinion of Rashi and the Tor, Gam the Mutal Bechama Shu Karov Lasriach. Also, when the mace is in the sun and it's about to deteriorate and start smelling, Nami Shari Lahotzi L'Rishus Acher. It's also going to be permitted, according to the Ramah, to move the mace to a different Rishus. V'Kein Pasak Habach Lahakel, and so. And the Bach actually passed in this way to be Mekel as well, like the Ramah. So now he continues on the Shulchan Aruch. V'im ein lo kikar o tinok. And if there's no kikar o tinok, lo yitzalta leno klal. Afil lo hafcho mimita lamita. You should, in such a scenario, you would not go ahead and move the mace at all. Even to go ahead and do tiltul min atzad. And tiltul min atzad, shmei tiltul, because tiltul min atzad is still considered tiltul. The only heter is going to be with a kikar or a tinok, this the least chamor type of mukta, tiltul, vayein lekaman siv simen ze sivvav mai tekante. He says, and we'll see coming up in sivvav what one could do in such a situation when it is starting to deteriorate the body. It's not a fire, and it's not, and the body has not yet started to deteriorate. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the only heter is going to be al yedei kikar o tinok within the same rishus. This is the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Bach, you can be mekel even with the Ramah. Coming up, you can be mekel even to be motzi the rishus. We continue on. Sif katan vav, shmei tiltul. Tiltul min atzad is still tiltul. When we tamze asalit chof al yedei kana davar. He says, based on this, it is going to be usher to push a muktzah object with a stick because it's still tiltul. So people think you can go ahead and stam, move muktzah with a stick. It's not true. It's still tiltul. It's just it's a lesser type of tiltul, but it's still usher. Remember we said, there are those that say that tiltul begufo with the body is more lenient. He continues on the Mishnah Berurah. Ach im dechifaso hu b'nei shetzarech l'shtamesh b'makom shemunach bo ha-mukza shari. Nevertheless, if he's pushing the mukza because he needs to use the location where the mukza is placed, so that's where we say, right, that it is going to be mutter, since this is the tiltul da'avi tiltul minatzad l'tzarech davar ha-mutter. This is the heter of tiltul min atzad, where for the needs of something that's mutter, not for the actual mace itself, or muksa itself, not for the actual muksa itself, that would be okay. So this is a classic example of tiltul min atzad that's not going to be allowed for the muksa itself, right? If you need it, sarach kufa makomo, that would be okay. Vayein le'el simin shin ches, in the Mishnah Brura, sif katan kuf tes vav. Just check out shin ches, in the Mishnah Brura, in simin kuf tes vav. The Mishnah Brura there paskins that one may use a knife to clear away inedible peels from a wad, from a tablecloth, although the peels are muksa. This is in shin ches, sif katan kuf yud, kuf tes vav. The Mishnah Brura there paskins that one can use a knife to clear away inedible peels from a tablecloth, although the peels are muksa. This is mutter, he says, because it's total minatzad, for the sake of a permitted item, meaning the space he's clearing. And one should note, the Mishnah Brura's basic premise is based on the taz that pushing muksa with a knife or a cane is considered total minatzad. It's not universally agreed upon. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Balatanya, he argues that since the knife is merely acting as an extension of one's hand, it is really considered moving the muksa directly. The Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Brura's psak for a different reason, which seems which stems from his basic understanding of Tiltul Minatzad. This is the Chazon Ish in Archayim Mem Zayin Yudalid. According to the Chazon Ish, Tiltul Minatzad is permitted because it is halachically interpreted as movement of the permitted item alone, with the attendant movement of muksa being an inconsequential byproduct. Therefore, this only applies where one's primary goal is indeed the movement of the permitted item. In the present case, where the primary goal is to move the muksa, even for the purpose of clearing up space, not the knife or even cane, okay, there is no basis for any kula. Big machlekes. Ad kan.